Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Hi, Ashley. I was just wondering, what is the name of this business? Because I received a charge on my account from this phone number.
I work for a third-party call center, ma'am, so I service customer support for about 200 different online vendors. I can try searching with your name and zip code.
Okay, sure. It's Marianne, Maryann Cox, Cox, and the zip code is 18324.
Ma'am, do you know a James Cox?
Yes, that's my husband.
Alrighty, thank you. Just for security, if you don't mind, can you confirm a matching street address maybe for shipping?
Sure, 1307 Pocono Mountain Lake Drive in Bushkill, Pennsylvania.
Thank you, ma'am. I see that here. Allow me just a second longer. I'm waiting for the order details to finish loading.
Okay, thanks. I was just wondering what it's from. It's under your name.
What's
under my name? This charge.
I appreciate your patience, ma'am. I'm still trying to load.
No problem.
All right. Let me go here. Okay, perfect. So what I pulled, this is originating on the 13th of December here. Looks like $7.95 had been paid. That seems to have been, it was an entry. It was a chance to enter and win a tactical bag. And that had enrolled into our online discount shopping membership where we had billed another fee, which was $67.32.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And for that charge specifically, what had happened is to the email provided, this is where we're emailing out a gift voucher code is to redeem in our online discount shopping membership for candy, household items, electronics, things like that. But you have $125 to redeem monthly.
Okay. Is there a way to remove that? I don't know what.
We can go ahead and we'll cancel. That'll prevent all future billings effective immediately today. As far as the charge goes, I know as a courtesy, we would be able to settle a current discount, and it would refund 35% off the billed amount.
And it's for an entry for a tactical bag?
That's what the $7.95 had been paid on the 13th. But here on the
7-9. Okay.
Yeah. But the $67.32 here on the 17th to the email of jamescox1065@gmail.com. We sent out a specific code. It contains both letters and numbers and our website link. And the customer copies the code, visits the site, and inputs that to be redeeming the $125 that it's worth. But to help you out as a courtesy, I am able to apply my employee discount as well, and it would refund 50% of the billed amount.
Yeah, because I don't. I don't know what he did there. I can't let him go on the computer, I'm telling you. You would do that because I don't know what he doesn't even like remember half the stuff. He just like what? So
okay.
Yeah, if you could take that charge off or whatever you said, 50% or
gotcha. And just so you know, the cancellation I've put through, it's effective immediately today. There'll be no future billings. This refund. Yeah, it'll return within no more than 3 to 5 business days. Do you need a confirmation number?
Yes, please.
All right, let's see. All right, so that confirmation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 263-354-065.
Okay. 065. Okay. Perfect, Ashley. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.